grubs. Up ground enough for potato and plenty, and planter and quarter acre of maize. Wall plates laid on, and ridge plate secured. We arrived on the plains, and on the third day, I think I was ready again. I kept alongside. We reached Mapongo Plains in very good time. It was too dark to see the track any longer. The bullocks were fastened to a log, while we enveloped ourselves in blankets and laid down for a short nap. In 2 hours the moon was too bright, and we quit our dewy couch and were on the move again. It was a little after six when we got to the tents, finding Boucher at work with the spade, for he had no one to overlook him. This was therefore earnest of his willingness. That stuff you notice when you're not the talk of the town anywhere, as an emblem of disproportion. Little after six when we got to the tents, finding Boucher at work with the spade, for he had no one to overlook him. This was therefore an earnest of his willingness. That stuff you notice when you're not the talk of the town anywhere, as an emblem of disproportion. It was little after six when we got to the tents, finding Boucher at work with the spade, for he had no one to overlook him. This was therefore an earnest of his willingness. That stuff you notice when you're not the talk of the town anywhere, as an emblem of disproportion.